Ever feel like your phone has become a black hole for your time and attention? Like you're constantly checking notifications, scrolling through feeds, and losing track of hours in the digital abyss? You know that feeling when you step away from your devices and suddenly realize how much noise was filling your mind? Welcome to Digital Minimalism. I'm Jake Carter, your guide to navigating the tech-saturated world with intention and purpose. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to all of us. How to use technology not against us, but actually as a tool to boost our mental well-being. Because let's be real, folks, technology isn't inherently bad. It's an incredible tool for connection, learning, and creativity. But when it starts controlling us instead of the other way around, things can take a turn. That's where digital minimalism comes in. It's about consciously choosing how we engage with technology, prioritizing what truly adds value to our lives, and minimizing the stuff that drains our energy and steals our peace. So, what are some practical ways to flip the script and use technology to actually improve your mental health? First off, mindfulness is key. It's not about going cold turkey on your devices, although sometimes a detox weekend can be amazing, but rather being more aware of how you're using them. Ask yourself, am I passively scrolling through social media or actively engaging with content that inspires me? When you catch yourself mindlessly clicking, take a breath and redirect your attention to something more fulfilling, a good book, a walk in nature, or even just a few minutes of quiet reflection. Second, curate your digital diet like you would your physical one. We wouldn't just eat junk food all day, right? So why bombard ourselves with negativity and endless streams of information that don't serve us? Unfollow accounts that make you feel insecure or anxious, mute notifications from apps that are constant distractions, and prioritize content that uplifts, educates, or simply makes you smile. Third, schedule tech-free time. This doesn't have to be drastic. Even just 30 minutes a day can make a huge difference. Use this time to connect with loved ones face-to-face, pursue hobbies you enjoy, or simply relax and recharge without the constant buzz of notifications. Think of it as giving your brain a much-needed break from the digital overload. Fourth, embrace the power of offline experiences. Remember the simple joys of reading a physical book, having a real conversation without distractions, or just enjoying the quiet beauty of your surroundings? These moments are invaluable for our mental well-being and can help us feel more grounded and connected to the present moment. And finally, remember that it's about balance, not deprivation. Technology can be a powerful tool for good, connecting with friends and family, learning new skills, accessing information, and even finding support when we need it. It's all about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances our lives without taking over them. Let me tell you about Sarah. She was constantly glued to her phone, feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of notifications and social media updates. She felt anxious, stressed, and like she was missing out on real-life experiences. After incorporating some digital minimalism practices into her routine, scheduling tech-free time each day, unfollowing negative accounts, and focusing on offline activities, Sarah noticed a huge difference. Her anxiety levels decreased, she felt more present in her daily life, and she even rediscovered the joy of reading a physical book. So there you have it, folks. Remember, technology is a tool, not our master. By being intentional with our usage, we can reclaim control and use it to nurture our mental well-being. Digital minimalism isn't about becoming a tech Luddite. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your mental health and overall well-being. It's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances your life, not controls it. Ready to take charge of your digital world? Share this episode with someone who could use a little digital detox in their lives. Leave a review if you found it helpful. It means the world. And join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the discussion going and inspire each other to live more mindful, tech-balanced lives. Until next time, remember, your mental health matters and technology doesn't have to rule your life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.